We're doing Tayag Mitzvot. Im alve maot liYisrael, if one is lending money to a Jew, yalve le'ani mikodem. He should prefer, he should give preference, precedence to a poor man, the umar. And when he's giving the loan, a person should say to himself, Hareini muchan umzuman likem mitzvat aseh shetzivani bori. I am preparing myself to perform the biblical commandment, le'alvot le'ani, to give a loan to a poor person, as the verse says, im kesef talve et amit, ani imach. And the lender has to know that he's obligated to pay off his loan. As the verse says, the wicked takes a loan and doesn't pay back. And the courts would force him, and we'd collect from his assets, we'd take from his properties, we'd collect the loan that he owns. And a person also has to know that he has to watch for the biblical prohibition. You can't forcibly take your friend's money. When I give you a loan and you don't pay me back, that's a shek. In the verse says, stay away from a lie. That's why our sages said, if you write a contract and you date it too early, before the date of the loan, so our sages disqualified that contract. Why? Because if you date that contract earlier, then really you have a lien on objects that you don't have a right to a lien. For example, if I give you a loan today, so today I have a lien on any property you own. Chazal said, when you give a loan and that loan, you write down the contract, when a person takes a loan, so then automatically there's a lien on a person's property. Now let's say we date the contract from 4 days ago. And then 2 days ago, you sold that property. So in essence, the one who purchased the property did nothing wrong. Not only did he do nothing wrong, but from his perspective, there was no lien on the property because the loan happened 2 days later. But if I dated the contract earlier, so technically what I've done is I've taken a lien on property which I wasn't entitled to. Because when I gave you that loan, that property was no longer yours. But when the date I'm writing in the contract is a date when that property still was yours. So I'm and once you take a loan, automatically I have a lien on all of your properties. So that's unfair, and therefore our sages automatically disqualified any contract in which the date is written too early. And our sages were forced to make this institution so that we know what's earlier and what's later. Because otherwise you enter a situation where one is lying the other. And that's why our sages said, if you predate a contract, you can't use it to collect at all. That's how Tosfos says, that the contract is totally null. And Rashi says the institution was that you can't collect from a lien, from any property. That's how the Rambam explains. And that's why the Mishnah, our oral law, explains that the biblical commandment of stay away from a lie is to tell you, even just predating a contract, even that's called a lie that the Torah says stay away from. That's why the predated contracts are disqualified. And we have a tradition. How do you know what date to write in a contract? So our tradition is that there's the beginning of a year. There's a new year, Lamlachim, for the kings. And the Torah says, don't be late in paying off your debts. And that's why we have the tradition that there's a time when the year begins. And as such, when you write a contract, you know what year to write in the contract. Because we have a tradition, how you date the years. When is the beginning of a year for a king? For a Jewish king in Nisan, for a non-Jewish king in Tishrei. So we'll continue here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time.